9:05, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com, and of course the Radio Pup app. Free to download onto your phone. Search for KFYO. You can listen to us wherever you travel. Phone lines open to you, 770-5790, toll free 1-800-687-0790. You can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, where the show continues all day long, and election season continues. Now we focus a little bit more on the runoff elections here in the state of Texas, and one of the big races out there, and one of the races that has received a lot of attention, a lot of back and forth, as well as the Republican race for Texas Attorney General. And joining me right now is Ken Paxton, who is one of the candidates who is looking to become the next Attorney General in the state of Texas in the Republican runoff. And Mr. Paxton, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Chad. It's a beautiful day where I'm at in McKinney, Texas right now, and hopefully where you are too.
Well, it's we're a bit breezy out here, but you know, that's okay. Well, we're going to cut down on the temperature, and it's going to be pretty nice out here. I appreciate you coming on. Let's get there are quite a few issues to talk about here, and you probably know where I'm going first, because this is probably one of the most talked about issues, at least in the past couple of weeks, regarding your campaign and ethics and disclosure violations. And there was a fine recently that you paid, a $1,000 fine. Tell our listeners who have maybe been hearing things, but they haven't really been keeping up. Tell our listeners what exactly happened with your campaign and regarding all of these so-called violations.
Well, so let me get through them. I've been in the legislature for 12 years. We always try to follow all of the rules we're required to follow. One of the things that we're required to do is each year to file a personal financial statement that has about 16 different categories of things that we have to disclose, including sources of income, investments, boards that we're on, charitable boards. So we found out several weeks ago that there were a couple charities that we had not disclosed. I'm a lawyer that actually helps clients set up different types of charities, and occasionally they'll put me on their boards, and then they won't be as active as some of the others. So we've listed many charities on those, including a pregnancy center and a ministry called Marketplace Ministries, but we left off a few, and we corrected it. As soon as we found out, we corrected it, and we filed an amendment. I'll give you an example of the type of charities we left off. One developed biblical curriculum and then translated it into other languages. Another was designed to provide shelter for abused women and children, and another was involved in giving help to caregivers for Alzheimer's. So as soon as we found out, we took care of that. The second issue resolved how we were filed for securities law purposes. We were correctly filed last year, but it turned out a few years back we were not correctly filed. We were supposed to file a one-page report, I believe it is, with the Texas Securities Board and pay a $285 fee per year. So when we realized after a kind of a two-week back and forth with the Securities Board that we were correctly filed, but we needed to go back and deal with the past, we agreed to pay $1,000 fine for not having been correctly filed for several years. So that's resolved. All of those issues are behind us, and we're ready to talk about the issues of the campaign.
Well, what exactly was the $1,000 fine for?
It's an administrative fine for not having been correctly registered in past years with the Texas Securities Board. So it didn't have anything to do with the SEC. It was the way we were structured. My firm that I'm with didn't have me correctly registered over a several year period. We had actually corrected that last year, almost sort of, I guess, accidentally. We filed a different way.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, because this is something that obviously your opponent, Dan Branch, has brought up in campaign ads, but also in different stories that your campaign has seen, but also some of those who are endorsing your opponent have come out and said, well, now, you know, we don't know if Ken Paxton broke federal law. Well, can you answer that question?
Well, that's totally false. That's just an exaggeration by my opponent. And, complete exaggeration by my opponent. That's what I'll say.
Okay. Now, last week you told KERA in Dallas, you were speaking to them about this, and you said, quote, listen, there's no lawyer out there who's an expert on every area of the law. What do you say to people that they read that quote, and we're coming off of Greg Abbott's leadership, with which, you know, it seems everyone in the Republican primary loves Greg Abbott. Now, I mean, there's no question there. But we're coming off of Greg Abbott's leadership. What do you say to people who read that quote and go, well, wait a minute, that doesn't sound like something we want the state's top attorney to say?
Well, here's what I'd say. I agree. Greg Abbott has done a great job. He stepped up in an environment that was critical. He figured out that we had significant issues with the federal government, and he stepped up and fought. All I can say is, you know, we found out that we had made a mistake, and with as quickly as we could, but we resolved this, all of this stuff, in a really short period of time. We resolved it, and we did our best to fix it. And I guess what I want people to know is, if we make a mistake, we're not going to run for it. We're going to turn into it and take care of any mistakes that we make, and that will be true when I'm Attorney General. If there's something that we need to fix, we'll fix it.
There are obviously people who are looking at this race, and they're trying to decide between you and Dan Branch. And Dan Branch has criticized you in the past for not having enough experience. In fact, on this show, I believe it was a little bit of time ago, a few weeks ago, he said that you're not qualified to be Attorney General, and he was pointing to just your lack of experience. When people look at this and they try to determine, okay, I know you're both trying to go for the conservative vote here. Who's the most conservative? When they're looking at this, when they're looking at experience, when they see the mistakes that have been made, and I'm sure other, you know, there are tons of candidates out there who have made mistakes. How do they need to balance out all of this? Does this play any way in your mind into the hand of Dan Branch and into his critiques of you?
No, I mean, I've got 22 years of legal experience. The issues that the Attorney General has dealt with, I deal with my legal practice, along with most of the critical issues of the state, whether it's, you know, redistricting or the constitutional amendment relating to the definition of marriage between a man and a woman, whether it's our pro-life bill or whether it's our voter ID bill. I was around for the passing of all that legislation. When I step into the Attorney General's office, I'm going to have a pretty good idea of what's going on, better than I think most people would going into that position. And so I think what you've got here, Chad, is somebody that's running from their own record. For 12 years, I've been consistently conservative, one of the most conservative senators and House members. My opponent has not been. And whether you look at his vote on, you know, driver's licenses for illegals, where he voted for it and I voted against it, or whether you look at his protection of unions when he voted to force Republican and conservative groups to disclose their donors, and then he protected unions, and or whether it's his offering of an amendment on the floor where he was trying to pass a greater ability for women to have third trimester abortions. So he's got a record that he doesn't want to talk about, and so he is seeking to distract with other issues, because he doesn't want to talk about his 12-year record, and I want to talk about my record and his record, because they are significantly different, and he can call himself conservative, but it's just not a reality.
We're visiting with Ken Paxton, the Republican candidate for Texas Attorney General in this runoff election. It's gone back and forth. You know this about who is the most conservative. Obviously, you claim that you are the most conservative. You point to your record. He's going to claim something different. I've had this question.
He doesn't claim anything. I mean, he doesn't have any endorsements really from conservatives. If you look at the conservative groups, whether it's Texas Right to Life, NRA, the Texas Homeschool Coalition, Texans for Fiscal Responsibility, Tea Party leaders around the state, Rick Santorum, John Ashcroft, I mean, he does not have the conservative backing. He can claim it all he wants. Everybody claims that in a primary.
Sure.
He has been claiming that, but he doesn't have any history of it. And the people that know, the people that these conservative groups around the state, they're not endorsing him. They're endorsing me. And there's a reason for that, because they know the truth. So he can say what he wants, Chad, but the reality is his record doesn't back up his rhetoric.
Well, here's where I'm going with this question, because I've had this asked of me a few times, and I'm sure you've been asked this question a few times on the campaign trail. As you're running for Attorney General, why does it matter so much who the most conservative is? Is there a law that you think that Dan Branch would not enforce as much as you? I guess the basic question is, why does it matter who the most conservative person is?
Same reason it matters in the legislature, because we come to the job, whether it's the Texas House member, Texas Senator, Attorney General, with a framework. And whether, just look at what happened in Virginia and California. You had Attorney General, the people of Virginia and California passed laws, constitutional amendments in some cases, that define marriage as between a man and a woman. And then they had their Attorney General decide not to defend it. And so when you're in office like this, you have the choice of not defending or defending kind of in a not a very adequate way, or fully defending the laws of the state. And a lot of that's going to come down to, because there's only so many resources in the Attorney General's office. And so you're going to have to, whoever's in that spot is going to have to decide what's the most important issues, which ones am I going to fight, which one, and how am I going to fight. And it's going to be based on resources and what's in your heart, what you believe. And all I'm saying is, if you look at my 12-year record, you won't have to guess at what I'm going to do. If you look at his 12-year record, you don't have to guess what he's going to do. We come down very different on a significant number of fiscal and social issues.
Visiting with Ken Paxton, Republican candidate for Texas Attorney General, and I know you've got to get going soon, but I want to ask you, just, you know, gearing up for this runoff election, it seems like so many people, we just, you know, obviously state, you know, municipal elections just got done. There's voter fatigue out there. How do you convince people? How do you get people motivated to get out there and vote for you?
Here's what I tell people, and I know people hear this all the time. This is the most important election of your lifetime. Well, in Texas, it may well be, because we're at a crossroads. We've had the same statewide leaders for over a decade. We're potentially electing almost all new, or potentially all new statewide officials. And the people that we elect are going to serve, you know, over this next decade, and they are going to determine the course of direction for this state, and I think potentially the course of direction for the entire country. Because the rest of the country is looking for our leadership. And if we pick the wrong people, if we're lazy about this and we don't do our research and we say, oh, it doesn't matter that there's, oh, you know, Ken and his opponent are virtually the same. Well, the reality is that's just not accurate. We are very different. And when the voters make this decision, they are determining the direction of our state and the direction of our country. And it will be very different under my leadership versus my opponent.
Ken Paxton, appreciate your time today. I'm sure we will have you on many more times leading up to Election Day. Appreciate you coming on today. Of course, people can visit your website, kenpaxton.com. Good luck out there. We'll visit with you in the future.
Thanks, Chad. Enjoyed it.
Have a good day. One.